We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam. We're in the introduction to the book of Zohar. We are in item 56. You should know that all the Naranchai we have spoken of thus far are the five parts by which the whole of reality is divided. Indeed, all that is in the whole exists even in the smallest item in reality. For example, even in the still part of the spiritual Asiya alone, there are five qualities of Naranchai to attain, which are related to the five general qualities of Naranchai. Thus, it is impossible to attain even the light of still of Asiya, except through the four parts of the work. Therefore, there's not a person from Israel who can excuse himself from engaging in all of them, according to his stature. One should engage in Torah and mitzvot with intent in order to receive the level of ruach according to his stature.
Two,
he should engage in the secrets of the Torah according to his stature in order to receive the level of neshama according to his stature. Three, and the same applies to the ta'amim, the flavors of the mitzvot, for it is impossible to complete even the smallest light in Kedusha without them.
Okay. Maybe read it again.
Again, item 56. You should know that all the Naranchai we have spoken of thus far are the five parts by which the whole of reality is divided. Indeed, all that is in the whole exists even in the smallest item in reality. For example, even in the still part of the spiritual Asiya alone, there are five qualities of Naranchai to attain, which are related to the five general qualities of Naranchai. Thus, it is impossible to attain even the light of still of Asiya, except through the four parts of the work. Therefore, there is not a person from Israel who can excuse himself from engaging in all of them according to his stature. One should engage in Torah and mitzvot with intent in order to receive the level of ruach according to his stature. Two, he should engage in the secrets of the Torah according to his stature in order to receive the level of neshama according to his stature. Three, and the same applies to the tamim, the flavors of mitzvot, for it is impossible to complete even the smallest light in Kedusha without them. He says a person can't attain even the first spiritual degree still of Asiya unless it is through these four parts of the work.
Yes.
So what are those four parts of the work that are written here?
We'll get to this degree and see what's before us.
But he writes things here, 1, 2, 3, 4. Are they not relevant to us?
These are high degrees. We can't simply enter them. First degree.
He writes here the first degree, the one, the light of still of Asiya.
Yeah, but you said that there's also 4 degrees there.
He writes it like that.
That's why I'm not sure. I don't know. We'll discover it and then discover it.
Altogether, the approach that he's describing here, that we need to understand all these discernments of Naran Chai, etc. What does that even mean, that we need to understand all these things or to reveal them?
With the help of the upper light that we invite over ourselves, we begin to feel, to see, to understand what's going on.
But is our work to understand or just...
Our work is to receive the light.
So that's what I'm asking.
But whatever will be, will be.
Okay, thank you.
Rav,
he writes here several times, according to his stature. What does that mean, according to his stature?
According to the stature of the vessel that wishes to reveal its connection with the upper light.
The entire development of a person is in the desire?
Yes.
So what is actually the Naran Chai? What is the...
Naran Chai is what a person reveals inside his desire.
So, in what way does the desire develop, actually? In what... If there's, let's say, a desire to receive... Which is what develops, right?
Right.
So in what does the desire develop from, let's say, from still to vegetative? And what is that expressed?
In how he feels himself and his environment on a higher degree.
And then accordingly, the desire develops and accordingly the light clothes it?
Yes, of course.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Item 57. Now, you can understand the aridity and the darkness that have befallen us in this generation, such as we have never seen in all the generations preceding us. It is so because even the servants of the Creator have abandoned the engagement in the secrets of the Torah. Maimondas has already given a true allegory about that. He said that if a line of 1,000 blind people walks along the way, and there is at least one leader among them who can see, they are guaranteed to walk on the right path and not fall in pits and obstacles, since they follow the sighted one who leads them.
But
if that person is missing, they are certain to stumble over every hurdle on the way and will all fall into the pit. So is the matter before us. If the servants of the Creator had at least engaged in the internality of the Torah and extended a complete light from Ein Sof, the whole generation would have followed them, and everyone would be certain of their way that they would not fail. But if even the servants of the Creator have distanced themselves from this wisdom, it is no wonder that the whole generation is failing because of them. And because of my great sorrow, I cannot elaborate on that.
You can imagine how much he's suffering, a little bit, according to the best of our abilities. No questions, right?
What enters as far as the internality of the Torah that he talks about here?
Reveal the light in the Torah.
And is there a difference between our generation and his generation? Is our generation better, less?
It's less good. But compared to being less good, it has greater need for the revelation of the need for correction.
And in the wisdom of Kabbalah being kind of like anyone can approach the wisdom of Kabbalah and people seek it.
And
what does that mean as far as the desirable advancement?
Desirable advancement is when we reveal for every step we take deficiencies in our path of correction, we'll be able to invite the light that corrects us, and in this way to rise higher and higher.
And towards the world where all the knowledge of the wisdom of Kabbalah is on the internet and on books and it's all approachable, is that something that contributes advancement, or do we nevertheless need?
It's a preparation.
I understood.
Why
does Baal HaSulam write about him as if he's outside of the system? Because he talks, if one would see, then it would be enough. For a thousand blind would see, it would go in here. He's the one who sees. So why doesn't he see it that way?
No. He looks at it in such a way where the entire collective has to see it. He's explaining it to them in a neutral manner.
Who
are those servants of the Creator that would like them to engage in the Torah? Because he's like talking from the side. He's describing a situation as if he's not connected to it.
No, right. Correct. That's correct to speak this way.
But
he is part of the system, meaning he may even be the head of the system. So how is he talking about this whole engagement from the side?
First of all, no one considers him the head of the system. That's why he's also placing himself off to the side and he speaks. In a way that would be closer to the perception of the majority.
Meaning that when a group of Kabbalists succeeds in advancing the world needs to recognize that there is this group that will advance it?
Yes. Also, this group is not a group. There's no group. There are many people. Well, not many, but there were a handful of people, dozens who you could say were in attainment of the upper world, all kinds of different degrees, not too great, but nevertheless, they were not connected
between them.
Between them,
what does a group of Kabbalists need to do so that the people will recognize them as the head? How is that going to be working? What, do we have to come and explain to the humanity that we're the head? Follow us? How is that going to work?
No. Someone will jump up and shout it.
That's the question. That's why I'm asking. So how will that be discovered?
I
don't know how. Do you think you can get up and shout it?
No, and we're also not doing that. That's why I'm asking.
What do you want us to do?
I don't want us to do anything. I'm trying to understand. Until now, until we came to this piece here, I thought that if there's a group that manages together to reveal the Creator as a group, then somehow something will happen that I don't know what, but humanity will kind of like follow that. But now it turns out that
there are a few groups, and what? None of them feels like it could jump up and shout it.
So how will it happen? That's what I'm asking.
I don't know. But the moment such a group will grow. For many such groups that are all around, people will start to hear something, that something is happening.
When I asked you before, you said that there were a few tens of people, a few dozens of people that were in the upper world, not in such high degrees. Is reality today better or worse relative to then?
Worse. It's worse.
As ech.
So we're saying that humanity is an advancement and that the system is advancing towards correction. It sounds like right now it's retrieving.
Humanity is advancing.
And
many people wish to attain spirituality. And are approaching it, but they're only approaching for the time being, not entering, they're not feeling it.
Thank you.
I'll
ask a strange question, but let's say all of humanity is one soul. And in each group, a different need is revealed. There are those who have a need right now to do practical things only. There are those that have a need for the secrets of the Torah. There's all kinds of variations. So why do everyone have to be the same? If these do this, and these will do that, and those will do that, and humanity all together, from some incorporation that maybe we don't see, will advance. Why does everyone have to follow after one if they don't have a desire for that and they don't feel that that's what they need?
He writes that if they had at least one wise person, they would advance to the correct form.
But even if there is one wise person, you know, who will even notice that he is wise?
You're right.
So why is this demanded, this matter? Why doesn't every group just do according to their desire?
How else will you advance?
Out of incorporation. There's a group that will do what they have to do with intentions, and they'll reach where they have to reach, as high as is possible. Another group will engage in all kinds of other actions, these others, and through the incorporation of the soul, everyone will rise up and ascend.
And who will assemble them?
The Creator, the one who gave them the desires, will correct them.
Okay, we shall see.
I'm asking not because I think it's correct what I'm saying. I'm just asking because it says there needs to be one person with his eyes open for everyone to follow. So why does it need to be that way?
There has to be someone in the head in contact with the Creator and will agree to reveal himself in such a way that everyone will follow him.
And how will they see that he is as such? In different groups, each thinks that someone is their correct one, the right one. They don't see someone else that seems to be better. So how will they see that that's the one that
For the time being, they don't see. That's why for the time being, they can't see. Each one of them thinks they are in the right and no one else is. So they reach a certain state. They can't break through forward.
So what will break the tie here?
You're asking me? I don't know. Only it's clear that our state requires additional advancement, and we have where to advance to. And that's how we will advance. After all, the Creator is not going to forget about us. We are in the times of the Messiah. I don't know how long it should last, but I don't think it's too long according to what's taking place in the world and here in Israel. We need only to crystallize more and more between us. And then we'll reach a state. We'll reach it.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, тут вот мы читали, тут написано, что
человек
должен заниматься Торой и заповедями с намерением, чтобы получить свойство
Руха. To engage in Torah and Mitzvot with the intent in order to receive Ruach in his stature.
This is a spiritual degree that changes according to how a person aims himself toward the Creator.
How do we need to aim ourselves in the direction of the Creator in order to receive the level of Ruach?
We need to connect in such a way that each one delivers himself for the unity of the ten. We'll try to do it, and then we'll see how the Creator is changing us, changing our mind and our feeling, our perception, revelation. Everything should change according to this degree.
Kadima. Ken Dodia.
בעל הסולם כותב בצער שאם גם עובדי
השם. בעל הסולם writes with sorrow that if the servants of the Creator have departed from this wisdom, then it's no question that the generation has failed because of them. Who is he writing about?
But those who can study the wisdom of Kabbalah and change themselves relative to spirituality, but are not doing it.
Is this about us or?
No, we're trying.
So about parts of the people that have the ability to study but are not studying.
Yes.
And as long as they're not studying, the whole generation is failing, including us.
Relatively, yes.
So how does our work and all our efforts contribute as long as there's a factor that is failing us?
We need to try and attract everyone to the method of correction.
But as long as there's a factor that's failing us, then in what is our work more powerful, stronger?
And then we will triumph over the obstacle.
So we have the strength also caused to those potential servants of the Creator to awaken?
Yes.
Thank you.
No, Shaul.
אנשים נגיד שהם בדת, כל people that are in a certain religion, they get some kind of fulfillment from that. And also you can't talk to them, and there's no point in talking to them about something else we already know. So why actually does this exist? Because as we heard, why does the Creator enable such a state to happen, and he doesn't, like we heard in the previous article, that if a person is in such a state, he's stuck and he can't advance, that's why the Creator gives us descent. So why doesn't it happen there? Let's say in religious when it says, and we can see that religion is developing in the world altogether in such a way.
Yes.
So it seems contradicted to the process. Why doesn't he do the process like we learned in the first article, where he shows people that he doesn't enable people to get stuck in the system?
They feel that they are in the correct state.
Yes, but why does the Creator enable, allow this state to happen? Where do we advance from here?
They need to have the deficiency for the revelation of the Creator grow in them, and for the correction itself, their own correction, in a way that they have no escape, to want, to agree, to receive this desire that is the Creator, that Creator is missing from their lives, that one that manages reality, and otherwise they cannot survive. And for the time being, we do not see such a deficiency in humanity. It's not even in us to such extent, as much as we would have liked it to be in us, to appear in us. Understand? I can live today, like yesterday, and maybe also tomorrow, and later, who knows? Creator is great, he will arrange everything for me, and then I will have no other choice. And then I will, certainly, if something pains me, I will jump and then go to acquire that desire and the medicine for my situation. That's how it is.
But specifically in those publics that he's talking about, let's say in such communities, it's their closed community, they protect themselves, and they give a person the feeling of satisfaction, of desire. So where will a deficiency suddenly awaken there?
It can't, except from above.
So why isn't it being awakened from above?
I guess the time is not right.
What, from above has not come?
Yes.
So we're just sitting and waiting?
We are, yeah. We wish to develop that desire between us, with us. And we want this desire to pressure everyone in the world.
Should we just sit and wait, and it all depends on the Creator? Then what does Baal Salam write in the end of it? The great of my sorrow, I cannot elaborate on this.
Because Baal Salam also wants it to happen. And he sees that it's not happening for the time being. But everyone is satisfied with such a state.
In your description, it's like the Creator that's the what's stopping us. It's not the people.
Of course the Creator is to blame.
No, I'm trying to understand, really. It's like the elevator is stuck. If it's dependent on us, then there's a feeling that the Creator is not letting us stay in a state of status quo. He's constantly stabbing us. But
we have no desire for it. You know, we can live like that. The way it was yesterday, it will be today, and it will be tomorrow. Not too bad. And we even justify ourselves.
I'm going back to the question that Dudi asked, if we're talking about us or other publics.
Also, Also us, how are we different?
Upon us, it's clear that there's an obligation and we can't be indifferent and our whole path is pushed like this.
And you have such a deficiency all day long?
No.
Well, exactly. Everyone else the same. He has a mountain of justifications. There's nothing to do. Let's hope it'll change.
How do we come to such a sorrow like Bala Sulam or even like yours? How do you come close to that?
Out
of necessity. Why live otherwise? I'm now starting my day. Why am I starting my day? How will I be tomorrow, 25 hours later? Tell me. In what? I'm going to be in the same desire? Same words? Same thoughts? And there's no difference between today and tomorrow? Meaning I'm already dead.
It's clear with our intellect, but in feeling, I see like after a convention or something, I'm filled with desire and this and that. And then I go to sleep, I wake up in the morning, and everything's been erased.
Right.
So is there a solution? Is there something we need to do differently?
Only to pray, all of us together. For each one to correct the other and to add to the general deficiency, another drop and another drop. But in truth, we are I'm not sure how to describe our state, a stupor of sorts. No questions. You have questions, please?
About that head that needs to lead and be revealed. Does the head need to be a clear body, a person, or can the head also be a goal, actually? Meaning if it's clarified that in humanity or amongst groups that the goal is connection, that connection solves all the problems, can that be the head, such a goal, or does it need to be like a persona, a body that leads it?
Body, you mean a collection of desires?
No, I mean a body like Bnei Baruch that leads humanity and explains this is what we need to do, X, Y, Z, or that Bnei Baruch do not stand out, but it's clear amongst groups, amongst humanity, that the solution to all the problems is connection. That we need to come to connection, and this is the salvation of humanity. Not necessarily that Bnei Baruch leads it, but connection as salvation is clarified and spreads amongst the people. Can that become the head, the idea?
I'll tell you only one thing.
I
don't think that anyone who will jump today and speak this way will be accepted. I don't think it's going to work. Humanity, as we can see, the world is in a corporeal state, and similarly the spiritual state. Let's hope that it's developing in the, toward the correct discernments. But in truth, we are going through very serious states, and we can't even feel the truthfulness or realism of the state. Okay, we have another 30 minutes. What are we doing?
We have now the gate of intentions from the book for Pesach.
Where is it?